Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports Grid, it is Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here on a Monday night. We bring in Coach James Young. JY, great to talk to you here. A lot to get to on tonight's WNBA card.
Hey, good evening, my brother. Hopefully you enjoyed All In, you know, yesterday. You know, Ricochet makes his little appearance. I told you Brian Danielson was going to win. So, you know, Coach Young, you know, AEW Whisper, holler at your boy.
Good picks. Good picks. Good picks out of JY on the W. JY, we have a plenty of time to get to tonight's games. I do want to pick up the pieces from yesterday's big game, which was the Las Vegas Aces 77-75 win against the Chicago Sky. There's a couple of routes that we could take here. Before we get to Angel Reese, I want to ask you about the Aja Wilson performance. 20 points, 18 boards, three steals, three blocks, two steals. That should all be positive. 8 of 28. I believe she was 3 for 13 in the first quarter. It was odd, JY, to say the least. I think she had 20 shots in the first half, and it wasn't working. I know they won the basketball game, but this was not the type of victory where you go, oh, okay, Vegas is good. Specifically on an 8 for 28 night from Aja Wilson, what did you take away from Vegas?
That she's going to need help. A lot of help. Now, they put Gustafson, the kid out of, I think she went to Iowa. They put her in the starting lineup for Kia Stokes, gave her a little bit more because she's more of an offensive threat, right? Three threes, 13 points, four rebounds. But you go up and down the line, and then obviously Kelsey Plum played better, 18 points. But Kevin, she shot 1 of 7 from three. Jackie Young, 1 of 3 from the floor, 2 points. Chelsea Gray, 3 of 12 from the floor, 11 points. They shot 25% from three. And out of the six threes they hit, three of them came from a 6'5 center that wasn't even starting until last game. So their issues continue to be that they have to lean so much on Asia that Plum, Young, and Gray continue to not play well, particularly from three, Kevin, 2 of 12 from the floor. They have to shoot the ball better from three. Because you know and I know it, Kevin, when you're hitting from three, you can't stop people down low. They're going to load up on Asia until these ladies hit shots. And until they hit shots, it's going to be rinse and repeat every game. They're lucky they got that win because I'll tell you right now, we got beat with this at Monmouth my second to last year. Folks, inside of a second, for them to get up, basically a layup at the buzzer was so damn criminal of Chicago that they didn't just switch under everything and belly up Asia Wilson. Terrible defense. Good shot, though.
Let's talk then on the Chicago Sky. Angel Reese is, and look, man, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark have been part of a lot of conversations, and to some degree that's good, but also sometimes the conversations kind of veer off, which is why I always think it's important that we can kind of center it up here because I think you can trust JY and I when it comes to the WNBA breakdowns. And look, Angel Reese is obviously having herself a great season. But I cannot wrap my head around these games where she's shooting 25% from the field. Because there's, you know, I know there's kind of the jokes about stat padding, right? She is not intentionally missing layups to grab rebounds, because her finishing possessions, 1 for 3, 1 for 4, is not a victory. Ultimately, I don't think Angel Reese set out to be the greatest rebounder in league history. I think she wants to contribute to winning basketball, and she is a great rebounder, to be fair, right? Considering Caitlin Clark looks like she's clearly going to be the best assister in league history. I mean, Angel Reese does look like she'll be the best rebounder in league history, considering she's going to set the single season rebound mark in her rookie year. But, Jay White, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but it matters less when the poor shooting contributes so much to the big rebounding numbers.
Okay. I want people to sit back and just listen for about a minute and a half. I've always talked about synergy. And synergy is what we use in the college WNBA pro game to break down everything analytically. And it gives us the ability to watch film. Instead of watching the whole film, we can watch clips quickly. I'm going to put this whole Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark to bed right now. Ready? All shot types, K-Dub. You have Angel Reese in the 11th percentile in the WNBA at 0.79 points per shot. Caitlin Clark, 66th percentile, 1.03 points per shot. You want more? I got more. You want to go to the fact that, oh, Caitlin Clark, she shoots layups. She shoots layups. Folks, 79% of Angel Reese's shots are at the rim, which is dedicated to 5 feet or in. Folks, she is in the eighth percentile in points per shot. You look at Caitlin Clark. Only 27% of those shots. She's in the 81st percentile at finishing. You want to go to the fact that Angel Reese is the best offensive rebounder in the league. Right, Kevin? Stats say it. She's the best. Folks, okay? 23% of the time, her shots come off of O boards. Kevin, she's in the 28th percentile. She's averaging 0.971 points per shot, points per possession with that. That means she's going to give you less than 1 point for every time she tries to finish on an O-board. That's not good, folks. You got to understand, the only thing that she is good at in metrics-wise, Angel Reese, looking at it, transition, 72nd percentile, miscellaneous plays, 91st percentile, post-ups, 23rd percentile, cuts, 11th percentile. Spot up threes, 7th percentile. Yikes. Pick and roll. Getting the ball in pick and roll, 9th percentile. You go to Caitlin Clark. You want to start knocking the kid for what she does? Okay. Pick and roll handler, 67th percentile. Not great in transition. Never been her game. Off screens, 90th percentile. Miscellaneous, 88th percentile. Isolation, 41st percentile. Put it to bed, folks. They're not created equal. And don't tell me, well, her percentages are 2 percentages worse than Caitlin Clark. She shoots 88% of her shots from 5 feet away. Simply put, I'm not saying she's stat padding. I think she's too consumed trying to get the foul call. She's got to go stronger. And she's especially got to be able to use her right hand on the right side of the floor. It has never been addressed. It's never been fixed. If she can just fix making layups, Kevin, this girl could average, honestly, 20 and 15 a game if she just finished.
I bet Angel Reese to average 15 a game before the year started. The chances are there, right? I would be in, you know, it would be great if she did. One of the more interesting things I'll also just say, and partly it's probably because, again, the people who are outside of us having the conversations, with the Angel Reese argument for Rookie of the Year would likely be made best by just simply saying that they are 21.4 points per possession per 100 possession better when she is on the court, Angel Reese, than when she is off. The Sky have been atrocious when she is not out. Far worse than the Caitlin Clark number. Much like Caitlin Clark, they're about 3 points better. Like the Angel.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Numbers are jarring. They're not perfect numbers. Again, those numbers for a while said the Vegas Aces are better when Aja Wilson isn't on the court. It just makes me wonder about Chicago long-term. What is the best way for them to get this roster correct? It's one of the fascinating things, and then we're going to get to tonight's games next. They didn't draft Angel at 3. They drafted Camila Cardoza. You have to wonder what that would have looked like if they were able to take Rekia Jackson and then Angel Reese. But nevertheless, we break down tonight's slate here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back to right here. Let's get some picks on the board here, JY. Talk to me. We've got the Caitlin Clark Show in Atlanta, a dream team that you believe could very well be feisty, fighting for a postseason spot with Ryan Howard back in the lineup. The Fever are favorites on the road. What do you like in this game?
Kev, I am all about this team in the dream now that Ryan Howard has come back. And I am going to take a chance here. I'm going to take them plus the 2.5 tonight at home versus Indiana. You look at as of late with Atlanta, right? They did not cover that spread of, they lost by 2, and I think they were underdogs by 1 versus Phoenix. But before that, Kevin, they had covered 5 straight games. Their season turned back positive when Ryan Howard got back. Indiana, listen, they had that tough loss, 98. It was a tough spot on it for them. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Dream plus the points. And then I'm going to look at, for the prop market, I'm looking at the wily veteran, Tina Charles. A Tina Charles that's played relatively well, and people are talking about her. She's getting 13.9 points, 8.9 rebounds going against a team that does not rebound the ball very well. And she's got 3 double-doubles back-to-back-to-back. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to take Tina Charles to get a double-double. And I'm going to take the Atlanta Dream plus the 2.5 points.
All right. Little double-double action on the board there. JY, let me ask you, as far as the Indiana Fever go, just kind of a little stop in here, right? What do you need to see from this team from now until we get to the postseason to where you feel like you know what? That team can pick off a top team. I don't. Winning the title probably is a bridge too far, right? Well, what do you need to see from this group to feel like they can really be feisty in the postseason?
To me, it's going to have to be a consistent play of Kelsey Mitchell and Nelissa Smith. I think we need them to play their level of basketball every single night. Now, obviously, Kelsey Mitchell has been better. Now, if you look at Nelissa Smith giving 11 points a game, Kevin, she scored 5 points in the last two games and played a combined 30 minutes. So I need to see Nelissa Smith be what I think she can, which is a good fourth option. I think they're getting Hull a little bit more time, and she's been pretty good for them. But, Kevin, to me, it sheerly comes down to matchups, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they could be 7 and the season ended today and they drew Connecticut, you and I have talked about it. They're so poor from shooting the ball from 3 Connecticut, even with Marina Mabry, that's the team I think Indiana could pick off in the first round. They can't beat New York. They won't be able to. Minnesota's too good defensively to shoot enough well from the 3, especially McBride. I don't think Seattle's going to pass them. So it's either New York, Connecticut, Minnesota. The only team I think they have a decent shot of picking off is Connecticut, because we talked about it yesterday. Connecticut had that 109 points that first game with Marina Mabry. And then they went, what, like, I don't think they've cracked 75 cents.
Yeah.
That team could get picked off because that team in Indiana can get hot with Mitchell, with Smith, with Hull, with Clark. They have enough capable shooters that they can outshoot you. That is what I need. I need them to be matched up with Connecticut.
I'm going to have an answer that's probably going to surprise people as to what I think Fever need, and it'll sound unfair, and maybe it's unfair, but it's what I think the Fever need to be scrappy, like really, really in the playoffs. Caitlin Clark to be better. She has to be better. She's shooting 33% from 3. In college, has around 37%. At the moment right now, she's getting to the line for 4.3 shots per game. In college, that was at around 6.8. I know I'm comparing senior year Caitlin Clark, best player by a whole lot in the country, to rookie Caitlin Clark. But we've seen that scoring uptick come out of the break, right? The efficiency has to start to come with it a little bit, JY, no?
Yes, and I think here's what I would – I don't know if this is going to make sense to people. Caitlin Clark, we would agree, I think is the best shooter in the WNBA, in my humble opinion. What happens, folks, if I told you that out of all the play types she has, only 1% is a spot up. 1% of her shots. They got to find a way to get a secondary ball handler and run her off screens and get her the ball where she can catch and shoot. Because when she catches and shoots it, she's at a 79% percentile. So you run her off screens, Kevin, and get a secondary ball handler that can spot her up. That's where it knocked down. That's why I thought it was curious that Indiana didn't try and go get another guard. Not to like to put Caitlin at the 2 at times and have someone that's shifty that can get to the basket, pitch it out to her, and give her clean looks from 3.
Yeah, I would say Caitlin Clark has the highest ceiling of any 3-point shooter because of what she can do off dribble. But she is, at the moment, nowhere near, I think you'll understand, the best 3-point shooter. Because her effectiveness, like, you know this, right? Like, if anyone tried to tell me that Jewel Lloyd was the best scorer in the WNBA, I'd be like, oh, that's crazy. You have no idea what you're talking about, right? Caitlin Clark isn't the best 3-point shooter in the league right now. She has the highest ceiling, though. I wonder when we see her start to hit that ceiling, rip off those 5, 6, 7 kind of made 3 type of games. I don't want to squeeze these games in, so we're going to have Coach stick around. We've got 2 good ones tonight. The Seattle Storm, who are really the forgotten team when we talk WNBA championship. Liberty Aces, always. The market thinks the Sun and the Lynx could certainly kind of sneak in there. And then Seattle just kind of floats. They sit there at 18-10, though, 4th best record. Can that team be scrappy? We'll get to that with Coach, and then we're also going to talk some Mercury Liberty. I'm involved in this game here tonight. We'll see what Coach likes, but this is going to be a good one for a Liberty team coming off of a loss against the Connecticut Sun. First loss for them since the All-Star break. And a Mercury team.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That would love to put a win like this on the resume. Mercury certainly look like a postseason team, but can they contend with the top level? It's one of those very real questions that we have. Try and find the answers next right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid. Let's get to the W's remaining games. Coach, we've got the Mercury and the Liberty in Phoenix. What do you like in this one, the New York Liberty off a loss?
There you go. Off a loss. I'm going to take the New York Liberty minus the points. I think they will bounce back. You look at the Liberty. Got to remember, folks, they have not covered their last two games against the spread. Because remember, the 79-71 win they had over Dallas, they didn't cover the spread. But before that, they had covered, I do believe, six straight games. So I do like them versus Phoenix. A Phoenix Mercury team that's been up and in. I think they're 5-5 against the spread the last 10 games. And remember, the last time the Phoenix Mercury played the New York Liberty, it was a 99-93 win by the Phoenix Mercury in Phoenix. I think you get a bounce-back spot for the New York Liberty. I think they are firmly priced as the best team in the W. I like that to happen. And I also like Sabrina Ionescu to go over 5.5 assists. I think this game is going to be up-tempo with a lot of pace. So when you start looking at pace, you look at the fact that I don't know, to be honest with you, how much Sloot is going to play. So I got to find out who is that next ball handler. Well, the next ball handler happens to be Sabrina Ionescu. So I like Sabrina Ionescu to go over her assist prop. I think she's going to be in the mix and that as well. So give me Sab over 5.5 assists. I think it's a plus money still. But also give me the New York Liberty minus the points on the road.
I am on the other side in this game, backing the Mercury plus 6.5. The Liberty have not been good covering numbers off of a loss here, and I know that Phoenix has been really good at home, but the Liberty certainly have that higher ceiling, so we'll see how it plays out tonight. Should be a really, really good game on this slate. JY, what about Seattle here? Laying a big number to the Mystics, and this number continues to climb. I think we're seeing double digits in the market now. What do you think with the Storm against the Washington Mystic?
Listen, Washington has been like, they're a tricky team. They've covered their last two games against the spread versus the Sparks in a win, and then 7.5 point underdog at home, Kevin. They only lost by 6. They were in the game versus Seattle. But if you look at the three games before that, they didn't cover. Minnesota, which was, they just got bludgeoned to death. The game before Minnesota, they were 10-point underdogs. They lost by 11. And then a Phoenix Mercury game, which was close, and they lost down the stretch. They pushed with the Vegas Aces. They won at Indiana. They have a close loss at Minnesota. Kevin, they're playing much better than people are really talking about versus a team in the Seattle Storm who hasn't covered in their last 5 games. They've only covered 1 out of the last 7 or 2 out of the last 9 games. I like the Storm to win, Kevin. I think Mike Thibault will slow the game down, and they will keep it close. They won't win, but they cover. Give me this Washington Mystics plus the points.
And tell me, Joe, where are you on this Seattle team big picture? They had a big offseason. There's a lot of buzz around this group, but they've been left out, right? When we look at the market, Liberty have established themselves as the favorites. The Aces are still respected, but they've moved back a lot now, sitting at plus 310. The Sun are 5-1, as are the Minnesota Lynx. You then double that when you get to the 18-10 Seattle Storm. Where are you on this group?
Well, to me, Seattle is not as good as offensively as I thought they were going to be. When you look at Skylar Diggins-Smith, you look at Jewel Lord, when you look at Owumbuke, you got three proven scorers, Kevin, that could really get the job done. And we haven't even talked about Megabur, who's really, really good as a five. I just don't think they have – I don't think they play consistently enough, if that makes sense to people. Yes, they are 18-10. I get it. They're in the top four in record in regard to WNBA. But you go look at their – where is their big win? Yes, they beat Vegas 78-65 at Vegas in June. Kevin, I don't know if beating Vegas right now is as big as people seem, right? Who are their wins? Mm-hmm. They don't have quality wins, right? They lost two off the bat to Minnesota. They've lost to New York, right? They lost again to Minnesota by 20. They've lost to Vegas twice this year. The only one you can look at is maybe the best win is that 72-61 win that they had over the Connecticut Sun. And that's a Connecticut team that we just talked about, Kevin. Like, they just go cold from three, and they can't make shots. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're not good enough. I think Jewel Lloyd is wildly inconsistent, and I can't put them on a level of New York, of Minnesota, mm-hmm. of Connecticut, or of Vegas if Vegas is to their act together.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see. Look, it's we're going to get that bracket, man. We're going to get that bracket, and we're going to have some fun with it. Time will certainly tell. JY, awesome stuff. As always, we've got the Consig around the corner for you here. Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's update your baseball board right here on Sports Grid. 3-0 Cubbies. Nice to see. As someone who is on the Cubs there at that plus 105 money line price, live minus 460 favorite. There's certainly still a lot of baseball to be played. Cody Bellinger with an RBI double. I am now routinely checking in on Cubs box scores to see if Seiya Suzuki has three more home runs in him to get over the season-long 20.5 number. For those that were here for the MLB futures show that we did a while back, we could possibly be 8 days away from the NFL future show right here on Game Time Decisions, as that NFL season is right around the corner. We are scoreless in Philadelphia. The Phils had a really good chance to crack through in that opening inning. They did not take advantage, and Blanco's really settled in nicely here against that lineup. It's 3-2 now, Guardians, up on Kansas City in the second game of today's doubleheader. That early game did go KC's way 4-3, so this is a big one here for the Guardians to avoid. The same-day sweep, still 1-0 in Washington, New York, and we're scoreless right now, heading into the bottom of the second of Boston, Toronto. Joining us, one and only, Dave Sharapan. Consig, little Devil Rays gear. What's the story?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Rays in Seattle tonight. We'll have all of that later on in-game live primetime, me and Ranieri. But, yes, short card today. I heard JY and you talking about the W, some games there. I was just out and about in the book. Guy comes up to me out of nowhere and says, "Are you going to talk to Walsh tonight?" And I said, "Actually, yeah." He goes, "Oh, I really enjoy when you go on Game Time Decisions." I said, "Good, thank you. Tell somebody. We appreciate you watching." Gave me a play. I said I would run it by you. Caitlin Clark, over 9.5 assists. Said it can't lose. Told me can't lose.
Now, any backstory on the guy? We like
literally
worried.
Literally stopped me on the way walking out of the book. His name is Paul. He's a hooper. I mean, he's a tall guy. So, yep. You know, he said he got it plus money, but he just wanted me to run that by you. And I said, I will run it by Kevin. I've been busy with this football contest, all this other stuff, and trying to figure out who's going to win in the American League Central. It's been one of those situations where K-Dub, as good as Cleveland's bullpen is, they may not get to use it.
You know, I mean, people are asking, does this mean Emmanuel Clase A? Is this the American League Cy Young? We'll have to get there when we get there. What I will tell you is it's 8-0 early Indiana. I use Caitlin Clark's threes in a parlay, actually, for the people. I don't mind the assists. I want to see when she has the real breakout game, scoring the ball. She had 29 in the first game back. I want to know when we get a 40-point game from her this season. Those kind of things that I'm really curious about. Wow. You know, when she would score 40 at Iowa, I mean, it was just another day, right?
Yeah.
I know this isn't Iowa.
No.
But also, I mean, a lot of people tell you right now it's one of the 10 best players in the league. So that, listen, you know, now 40's hard to hit in this league, right?
Right.
40's hard to hit.
Yes.
But she just knocked down her first three of this game. So always good to see the first one go in there.
Knock it down. Knock it down.
Dave knows.
Always good to see the first one go in there. Yeah. Polish play for the people. That's what we're going to call it on in-game live primetime. I told him I would give him a shout out there. Watches it all the time. So that's good.
I like that.
Now, do you dive into the W a little more on a light night like tonight with the baseball? Because there's only a couple games left, and one of them is the White Sox. I mean, what in the world do you do with the Tigers and the White Sox today? 10 in a row losses on the run line. I mean, like, you find a play in Tigers-White Sox, Kato?
Here's a tricky bit. Usually if you see a White Sox money line that you like, you go, it's a little too far, right? You don't actually think they're going to win. They go, come on, it shouldn't be plus 260. All right, this plus 195 is a little much. I saw the White Sox time and I was like, I don't even know if the Tigers should be favored. Ty Madden's coming up from the minors, doesn't really have stuff, right? Like, he's not up here because he's ripping and roaring. It's because they needed a body.
Correct.
Davis Martin's been all right. And then I went, I don't know if I should like the White Sox because I like the White Sox. So let's, you know what, let's take 10 steps back and move on to a Coors Under, and we'll just trouble ourselves with that. So that's kind of what I decided. I'll say, though, and I don't know if this is where we are in the season, but I went through the full baseball card, and I was actually excited to do it because we don't have many of these left where we're going to be able to talk baseball this much.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't able to get to a lot of straight wagers, but there was a couple of things that looked like parlay pieces.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's like the Phillies, and I know that they're not winning. But I think the Phillies are in a good spot tonight, right? I think Blanco could be had. They have to capitalize. Wheeler's Wheeler. But I was trying to get creative. I was like, what if I lay 2.5? Plus 190. David. See, and you know, I don't know if you guys can hear or see the reaction from the consig. You know, if I tell you, hey, I'm laying 2.5 with the Phillies, and you get that reaction, I better be getting – I need to be getting at least 2-1.
At least.
I'm getting plus 190. Couldn't get there. Yeah. I couldn't get there to a lot of these numbers.
Yeah, it's not enough. And, I mean, I think people know that when they watch us do the show or listen to us do the show on the radio, you kind of know now that it's just not a great price. So if you feel like you need to get involved, you can. But there's a number that gets you involved. And I don't think that with laying 2.5 in a game with the total closed, let me double check before I say it. The total in that game closed at 8. Laying 2.5 in a game that's 8, I'd rather lay. But if you're going to lay 2.5 in a game, let's do it in Colorado where it's 11 or 10.5 or something. I feel like we got a shot. You know, the Phillies lineup isn't really all hitting. They're hit and miss. They have one big game where they scored 10, 11 runs. Then they'll have two or three where they're three or less. So trusting them to lay 2.5 tonight, I think you did the right thing by passing.
I'm glad that that's your read. You talk about giving people a number that they'll get in on. You know I don't say this rudely. I ask this genuinely. Did you book home run props when you guys were in the room?
Yeah.
Were we not there yet? It was still oh, okay. So then you probably know where I'm going with this.
What? When the you, judge number?
You, were you booking? Well, were you booking Bonds props? Did you ever? Oh. Were you ever there?
No. That we didn't have to do that. Okay. The technology and the stuff wasn't there. I mean, I would have loved to have put it up. I'd have made it -120 when Bonds was, you know, going for. I would have made him a favorite, did a home run. I mean, it's incredible.
What about it?
There's no doubt. I mean, like, you know, Judge every day, home run, home run, home run. Ohtani, what is this guy doing? It's not even. It's unbelievable as a baseball fan, just watching what he does on the daily. Between the home runs, the steals, and oh, by the way, did you see that? There was video of him pitching, getting ready to be the closer for the Dodgers in the postseason. Come on, can't be.
Look, if he does that, hat tip. I don't know what to say. Here's the thing, man. I'm a self-aware fella. Sometimes people might think, a little too much New York bias. Da da da. We don't talk enough about Judge, and I don't care if we did a 24-hour marathon.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
On Judge, I want you to remind yourself the state of baseball where everyone says nobody can hit for average and everything's a strikeout or a home run, and the best home run hitter in baseball is hitting .333, which is the second best average in the league.
Guy sees one or two good pitches in at bat. It's unbelievable what he's doing.
They all go. They all go. They all go. Don't go anywhere, though. Dave's back. I'm back. Team Time Decisions is back after this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're in. We're live. We're having it. Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid. Live here with Dave Sharapan. Consig, I realized too late, unfortunately, that I never gave you the Heisman pick that I had teased.
You're right.
We've played some college football over the weekend, so we want to, and I'll get to that Heisman just to kind of run it by you, get your thoughts. Okay. You probably, hopefully I can get you to pop the glasses on. But all Florida right. State with the loss is where I want to start for this reason. Years prior, people go, done, full erase. the way they make the playoff. We have an expanded field. I still think they are completely done and not making the playoff, but it's a new season, and I'm just wondering, guys in the room, when they're thinking about FSU futures, how they handle that move off of the upset from week zero.
Time to go get some Seminole money. That's how you handle it. You better go get it now.
Yeah.
Clemson plays Georgia this weekend. 13.5-point dog, 13-point dog. We'll find out a lot about them. I was super impressed with Georgia Tech. I really was. I felt like they really pushed them around at the line of scrimmage. Florida State couldn't run the ball. Didn't expect that at all. I don't know who's going to win the ACC. Somebody's getting in the playoff from the ACC. That loss doesn't mean it. I mean, if it's Miami, it's Miami. And that makes perfect sense. I mean, all right.
I really like that Miami team.
I did want to say it out loud.
I realized something.
That's it.
I realized something, Dave. So I placed two national championship futures. CFT, we did everything.
Yeah.
And I realized, at least how I felt at the for me, I didn't feel value on the favorites, even if I think they're the two best teams, and that would be Georgia and Ohio State. I think Oregon's massively overrated. We can have that conversation whenever. Mm. I think Georgia and Ohio State are the best teams. I would look to bet futures on them if they lose. They do have tougher schedules, right? Georgia has to go to Alabama. Ohio State has to go to Oregon. You know, dream scenario, lose that game, rip a future, right? But I felt that the better value was kind of the old way we used to find value of, hey, do we know if a team's going to be in the playoff? Because the books are so certain Georgia and Ohio State are going to be there, Oregon similarly, I didn't feel like those numbers were popping enough. To be honest with you, I didn't think the Bama number popped enough. I played LSU to win the SEC. I didn't play them to win the title because it's 12-1 to win the conference. It's 20 to win the title. How are you going to play them to win the conference?
Right.
The two teams I played to win the national championship were Miami.
Okay.
At 60-1.
All right.
The process is pretty simple. If you like them to win the ACC, you like them to get a bye. I think that that team's ceiling is at least win a game in the CFP, and we go from there. The other was 35-1 on the national champion Michigan Wolverines.
Wow.
I think they're being sold a little too far down the market here, Dave. I think they still have stars on both sides of the football. And other than the trip to Ohio State, all the toughest games are in Ann Arbor.
I think
they will be in the playoff. And I think that's the most important thing at 35-1. I like Michigan.
All right, so wait. No. If you think they're going to be in the playoff, how many teams in the Big Ten do you think are going to be in the playoff? Because that would include Ohio State, Oregon, and now Michigan, which would leave out – I mean, it's nighttime in Pittsburgh behind me, but hey, I didn't hear a We Are or a Penn State in there. What are we saying?
So we're going to find out if I have put too much of what I would do into my bracket.
Okay.
I have four Big Ten teams in.
Oh.
Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, and then as you would expect, USC. Now, there's no room for Penn State. Here's my thing, Dave. Here's my thing.
Where's my glasses?
Everyone keeps saying, man, look at that schedule for Penn State. It's easy.
Well, I don't know if it's easy. I mean, it's just, the games are good at home. I mean, they got winnable games.
They just got to go 10-2, right? That's the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my problem and why I left them out. If they go 10-2 but lose to USC and Ohio State, I think the USC spot is tricky and Ohio State beats them every year.
That's true.
Why am I putting them in the playoff? Now, the committee might do it. And that's where I'll get burnt. I'm not putting them in the playoff at 10-2 over Michigan or Alabama at 9-3 if they have played and beat better football teams. You're not getting in the playoff because you beat Maryland and Purdue. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. UCLA win doesn't count for anything? Washington?
Certainly not.
Please, what?
UCLA might lose to Hawaii.
I watched a lot of that game. I know you were up late.
I know.
I mean, I'm so impressed with your ability to stay up late.
Great.
You belong on that West Coast. The Hornets. The Hornets with the cover. Love those unis.
Covered all game.
That was great. Yeah. I know. I bet on you to make it to the finish of that game. Listen, I don't know how many Big Ten teams are going to get in. I only think it's three. Do you think they would let a 10-2 Iowa team in? They can't let a 10-2 Iowa team, right?
No, because Iowa's also – here's the thing about Iowa. So we always wonder, like, who's going to trip and fall? Last year they lost the game to Minnesota 12-10. When it's so likely you're going to score 10 or less points multiple times in a season, you're not getting in the playoff, man.
No juice.
All right?
That's
don't
the K-double.
Don't sell me on K-McNamara. Yeah, no. Here's the thing. Listen.
No juice.
I bet a lot more unders these days than the K-dubs that Dave Sharapan was used to. I will not be betting those Iowa unders. I refuse.
No.
I have no respect for them. I cannot believe they got out of there with the schedule they got out of there with. It drives me crazy. Iowa should have been forced to play every single team that was in the Pac-12 last year. That was my dream scenario. And they're going to sneak out of there with a top-five defense again.
Against.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
Even if the defense is very good and has a lot of talent, and Cooper DeJean is now in Philly.
Do you want to go to the Penn State USD?
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Game, can you come out west and go to the game with me if I hook it up? We get us some tickets at the Coliseum.
We'll talk. We'll do 75-1 next. Kind of baseball update on game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here on Sports Grid. I want to do the college football thing because I want to do a baseball thing. College football. Dave, Heisman Trophy.
Yes, sir. Give it to me. Come on.
You know, sometimes, like, you let a number tell you, I can't like it too much, right? Like with the Skeens thing, with that 200-1.
Oh.
That it cash out, right? We never thought it would. But, like, when it was bet, we were like, it's not going to win, right? It's
yeah.
Kind of a bar when you bet something. You're like, I'm probably not going to win, but I'm getting a good number. 75-1, I believe with my whole heart that Ollie Gordon III can win the Heisman Trophy playing running back for Oklahoma State this year.
Mm-hmm.
The pathway to that team getting into the playoff now is obviously clear as day. Last year, the voters went stats over wins. That LSU team finished well outside the top 10, obviously forget even competing for the playoff. But Jaden Daniels statistically had an unbelievable season. A lot of people probably forget that going into the Pac-12 championship game, the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy wasn't Jaden Daniels. It was Bo Nix. So what won Jaden Daniels the trophy last year was Bo Nix losing a game, which is why all year long I said he didn't deserve the trophy. But the point is, they gave it to him. So I don't need Ollie Gordon and Oklahoma State to be the number one team in college football. I need Oklahoma State and Ollie Gordon to get into a college football playoff. I believe that.
Right.
But the Big 12 can certainly be open this year, considering both Texas and Oklahoma, who last year were the two best teams, left it. What remains is Oklahoma State, who last year played in the Big 12 championship game. And we have a running back who returns basically his entire starting offensive line, led all of college football in rushing yards, and was second in rushing touchdowns. Dave, if we see 2,000 yards, 20-plus rushing scores, at minimum 75-1 is way, way, way too long. DJU 60-1. Come on, he's terrible.
Come on. Well, he's got to be higher than that after the game on Saturday. Can they get in the playoff without winning the Big 12?
To answer that, I placed over 1.5 Big 12 teams to make it a plus 110, a market that you and I kind of dived into a little bit. I ultimately found myself sold on the Big 12 being able to get multiple teams in, which was another – I'll tell you this, and this is kind of sneaky stuff, but FSU losing that game to Georgia Tech goes a long way in helping those other conferences. Because all of a sudden people go, all right, ACC one bid league. That's what happens.
Correct. And that, I bet that price, I didn't look, but I bet that price has been adjusted. I would adjust that price if we were in the room because I think the Big 12 is more wide open. It's going to be a fun conference, K-Dub. I mean, we'll have not, you know, the late night sweat like the Pac-12 that we normally have, but you know, it'll be Big 12 late night sweats. I think it's going to be fun. You're on to something with the Oklahoma State. There's a little bit of buzz around town. A couple guys talked to in the book said them, K-State, keep an eye on. This is not Utah's conference just to walk in and win. Just leave you with that.
I like Utah and Arizona a little more than K-State, but if they help me get over 1.5 teams in, I'll take it. Dave, sometimes you can bring me baseball facts.
Yes, sir.
Last year, the Atlanta Braves had the best record in Major League Baseball. They were 12 games better than the fifth best record in the league, which is the Milwaukee Brewers.
Wow.
This season, the best record in baseball. Now, obviously, we still have a number of games to be played, but to give an idea, the Dodgers, the best record in baseball. They are 12 games better than the Seattle Mariners. Same gap, right? Atlanta to Milwaukee, 1-5, 12 games.
Okay.
LA to Seattle, 1-15. That is why this baseball season seems completely unpredictable, because we have no team that feels great. There are seven teams.
Anyone.
There are seven teams within three games of each other at the top of the record.
It's going to be phenomenal, and unfortunately, baseball is going to go on the back burner on Saturday when college football starts, and it's all over.
I mean, by Thursday, when Colorado takes the field, it'll
bye-bye.
Be like they canceled the season. That's how it goes. Consig's making his way over in-game live. They've got you covered for anything going on between the Fever and the Dream, as well as, of course, your Major League Baseball slate, which I believe will include little under at Coors Field between the Marlins and the Rockies. Cabrera-Feltner, both pitchers been a little bit better this past month than those full season statistics suggest. So we're going to play that game under 10.5. We're going to root in a run from Juan Soto, and we're going to root in a couple of more made threes from Caitlin Clark, as well as the Cubs trying to hold on to a 3-0 lead. It is now 3-2. I'll see you tomorrow right here on Sports.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.